Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There I was with the old man, stranded again,
so off I ran. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Terry Maxwell, CEO of Share on Purpose, a social impact accelerator. That means they invest in organizations that are developed with the goal of being an ethical operator, being an honest broker in the marketplace. She's the author of a number of books, including Succeed on Purpose, and she's here to talk to us about this this social marketplace, I should say. Terry, you've got some research for us, don't you?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, in the last 3 years, the number of consumers who stopped buying from a brand has doubled. It's now 56%, and just 3 years ago, it was just under 30%.
They stopped buying from a brand because?
They stopped completely, 56%. And the remaining
but why?
Say
but why
that
did
they
will
stop
that?
As soon as
why
they find
they
a
that?
Replacement. Why do they do that?
Yeah, why did they stop buying from a brand? They didn't like the product. Their price got too high. Why did they stop?
They stopped because the business was unethical.
And how did they determine
they
that?
Wouldn't fix something that was broken,
mm-hmm.
or they didn't, you know, they lied somehow. They didn't guarantee their product or their work. 56%, and it was under 30% 3 years ago.
And what size companies are these, large or small?
Large and small across the board. And I bet it's smaller. I think it's a much larger number for small businesses. But, you know, that's over half.
Right.
And again, that has doubled in 3 years' time.
But see,
and
these are the kind of stands we have to take.
That.
Terry, these are the kind of stands we have to take. For example, I don't do business with AT&T. I refuse to do business with AT&T. You know why? I have my own email server and my own. I say my own. My email is hosted by a small business operator. I have my own domain. AT&T won't let me send an email from my home if I'm using their internet connection because it doesn't have their domain on it. I'm not using their domain. So they're preventing me from doing business with my own company. So I said, okay, fine, I'm not going to do business with you. I disconnected all my work with AT&T. There was no reason for them to do that. I have Comcast. Comcast doesn't prevent me from doing that. My mobile company doesn't prevent me from doing that, but AT&T does. And so I chose not
wow.
to do business with them. My point is, these are different examples of how companies have overbearing rules. Or as you say, they don't service people. Like, how about this? Not being able to get in touch with people when you need something. Mm-hmm. Corporate America is horrible about that.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You
so
know, as a small business owner, you couldn't get away with that for a second.
Not for a second. But let me come back to this. Let's put a little needle in the small business a little bit here. How many times do you call a small business? You get a machine.
Not very often.
But you do, and do you tell them? I tell a small business that answers their phone with a machine. I tell them, number one, I'm not sure I'll keep doing business with you. Number two, you need to stop that because if you're a small business, people expect to hear a human being when they call.
That's right.
You can automate everything else. You can automate all kinds of other stuff, but when you call on the phone, they expect to hear a person. If that makes me old school, so be it. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I'm going to have to think about that. I know I give my customers my cell phone and tell them they can text me or call me anytime.
Yep, that's right.
And,
that's fine.
And I respond. I respond on the weekends, and I'm there for them because I care about their business.
But some, I call some small businesses, and there's a phone tree. It takes you forever just to get to the person you want and to find out that they're not even there. And then you can't even leave a message because their voicemail is full or whatever. So I could have found that out a lot earlier. See what I mean? So anyway, I think that's part of this decision that people make to not do business with a company. You can call that ethical or not, but it's not good service.
That's right. And, you know, I found there's three foundations of an integrity-based business. One is actually a lesson my grandfather taught me when I was four, and he had his own little juice shop in Sarasota, Florida, and he said, value wins. Just give more than you receive.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, that shaped my business career and certainly my career as a serial entrepreneur. And the second foundation is serve first. Always put service above profit. And then the third is just make it right. Just do the right thing. So value wins, serve first, and make it right.
Well, I tell you what, if you follow those, and see, those are fundamentals. Those are everlasting. If somebody is practicing that 100 years from now, no matter what else is going on, 100 years from now, those will still be valuable. Those will still be perennial advice, won't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey Terry, I need your website, please.
Yeah, shareonpurpose.com.
Hey Terry, you got more to teach us. Will you come back?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
We've enjoyed having you here, Terry Maxwell, ladies and gentlemen. Shareonpurpose.com, a social impact accelerator. You've never met one of those companies? Go online and check them out and see what they do. I think you'll like it. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.